problem I'm trying to attack is the fact we've got a democracy that does not work. It's responsive to the tiny fraction of America that funds their campaigns, but it's not responsive to ordinary Americans. So 400 Americans have given half the money that's gone into this election cycle so far. And when you have a government where 400 families play that role, we don't call that American democracy. We call that banana republic democracy. And so what I've said is that the reason we've got this deep corruption inside of our system is that we've lost sight of the core idea that the framers of our Constitution had when they gave us our Constitution, which was citizens should be equal. So we have such radical inequality in how we fund campaigns. The Citizen Equality Act would say, let's change the way we fund campaigns so that citizens have an equal role in funding campaigns, just like they have an equal role in voting in an election. And it's not just that. You think about the ridiculous way we allowed politicians to gerrymander their districts so that they pick the voters rather than the voters picking the politicians. My system, this law, the Citizen Equality Act, would end that overnight and create proportional responsive representatives as opposed to the system of unresponsiveness that we have right now.
The redrawing of legislative districts, isn't that a state issue? Isn't that done by each legislature? So would you have to go through each legislature rather than Congress to get that change?
No, in fact, that's the ordinary way in which it's done. But the Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, reserves to Congress the power to draw its own boundaries. And so Congress could step in and say, look, you can draw boundaries however you want in the states, but we want a Congress that's actually representative of the people in the state, and so we're going to adopt the system. I've followed the recommendations of a group called Fair Vote for how we could do that to create proportional representative democracy.
You were running an online poll to select your running mate. Why are you doing that, and who's winning this poll so far?
Well, we ran a poll to really emphasize the fact that this candidacy is different from others because, you know, I want to do one thing, which is to change this corrupt system, and I need to have a mandate powerful enough to do that one thing. But when that's done, then somebody else needs to be president. So we were trying to encourage some creative thinking about that. The poll is over. Elizabeth Warren was the winner of that poll by far. Bernie Sanders was number two. But we're not going to select the vice president on the basis of that. That would be selected at the convention based on who the party wants and believes can help make it certain that we would win this election.
Before your candidacy, you ran the May Day PAC. What was the May Day PAC? What's it all about?
We were trying to rally people to the idea that we could elect a Congress that would end this corrupting influence of money in politics. So it was a super PAC to end all super PACs. And we started in the first year with an experiment to see if we could do it in a small number of districts and be effective. It was a bad year to run that experiment because, you know, there were no hard contested Democratic seats where the Democrats won, and most of the reformers on this issue are Democrats. But it taught us a lot, and what it taught me most importantly was you've got to give people a sense that there's something you can actually achieve. We found in a poll 96% of Americans believe it important to reduce the influence of money in politics, but 91% don't believe it's possible. So that's the politics of resignation, and the only way to respond to that is to give them a plan where they could actually see how, if this plan worked, we would actually succeed in ending this corrupt system. And so that actually led to this idea of the referendum presidency, which at least is a stronger opportunity to fix the system than anything that's being offered by any of the other candidates right now.
How do you get your message out without the money that the millions of dollars that are used by other candidates to buy TV, radio, to charter the jets, et cetera? How are you getting your message out without that money?
Well, you know, we're crowdfunding our campaign. I said I would run if I raised $1 million in less than 30 days, and we did that. And now it's a fight to get into the press and get on the debate stage to get this idea out there. And I think that if I'm on that debate stage, then what that will achieve is a clear recognition among Democrats that there's one candidate who's talking about fixing the system so that the ideas of the other candidates have a chance of winning. I mean, that's the point right now. They're not even credible when they talk about what they're doing. And what they're talking about doing, I think, is the most important things that we can be talking about, but they're not even credible unless we can find a way to fix this corrupt system first, and they've not done that.
Are you a one-issue candidate? Aren't there other issues that need attention? For education, health care, the Middle East. What about those issues? Aren't they? Shouldn't they be part of any campaign?
Those issues are critical, but we cannot address those issues until we address this corruption first. You know, so you could say, looking at an alcoholic, a guy losing his liver and his job and his wife, you know, these are really important issues you're facing. And the answer is, yeah, these are the most important issues a human could face. But what we know is if he doesn't address his alcoholism first, he can't address any of those other issues. So, yeah, I'm in this fighting to deal with this fundamental corruption first because I think those other issues are so important. And I'm telling the truth about the chance of us addressing those other issues by calling out the fact that if we don't address this corruption, there's no hope of addressing those other issues sensibly.